Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter. Coming to you on this Thursday, this game day. It's a really exciting time for New Orleans today. Mardi Gras parades, it's Muses Thursday. You have DeMarcus Cousins' first game in a New Orleans Pelicans uniform, the new number zero, which, by the way, is a really cool number to pick for just whatever reason it is. This is, like I said, exciting day. This is probably the most excitement I've seen around New Orleans when it comes to the Pelicans since that playoff series with the Golden State Warriors. And even then, this might top that. You know, player acquisitions, trades, rumors, all of that, that gets people excited. So today, we'll talk about the game, preview it a little bit, expect, you know, maybe what to expect out of DeMarcus Cousins, what his role is going to be, will he start, will he not start? They haven't said anything yet, but you have to figure he'll be in the starting lineup tonight. Let's talk about that. I was at his introductory press conference yesterday. I want to play some clips from that, break them down, give you guys the big takeaways, and get you set up for the game tonight. So let's just jump right into a couple of the clips from the press conference. I'm going to give you some, a little commentary after the fact here and tell you what I thought about the press conference overall, what I think about some of the comments here. Overall, though, he absolutely killed it, and you guys are about to hear why, so let's just jump right into it. So this is DeMarcus on kind of the immediate aftermath of the trade and coming to New Orleans.
You know, it's been an emotional roller coaster. You know, everything happened so quickly. Very unexpected, but you know, I'm a firm believer in that everything happens for a reason. You know, I'm excited for this opportunity. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I plan on embracing my teammates, this team, this organization, this city. You know, this is home for me now, and you know, I'm extremely excited. So I'm ready to get to work.
DeMarcus starts off by saying all the right things, and, you know, I said the other day, first impressions matter, and you figure he was going to say the right thing. It wasn't anything, you know, that he was going to come in and, like, rip this team, say he didn't want to trade. And don't forget, he lost out on $30 million by being traded to the Pelicans, even though he really honestly didn't want to trade. It's you know, very well documented how much he loves the city of Sacramento, and, you know, this can't be easy for him. But in this press conference, one of the things that really kind of, one of the big takeaways I had was DeMarcus is really incapable of hiding his true feelings. And he really does speak from the heart, you know, wears his heart on his sleeve, to use that cliche. And anytime you hear him make a comment or say anything, whether it's about him being excited or anything like that, he definitely means it. There's no doubt about that in my mind. So to hear him say, this is home now, I'm here to embrace everything. He's really coming in with the right attitude and I think looking, you know, at this as a fresh start. I don't have the clip here, but someone asked him why number zero. And he said, new life. And that's exactly what I think what Pelicans fans want for him here. That's what the organization wants for him here. And I think that's what he wants here. So now let's hear him and head coach Alvin Gentry speak a little bit about how these two guys can both coexist on the same team and, you know, what their roles might look like a little bit.
I think it's a great opportunity. I think we can both learn from one another. I think our games complement one another. And being together, I think it's going to make both of our jobs easier. So I'm excited for the opportunity. I think we can wreak havoc on this league. Will it happen overnight? Probably not. But, you know, the potential is scary. So, like I said, I'm excited for this opportunity.
You know, DeMarcus Cousins notes that, and this is what you've heard everywhere, you know, around the internet, basically, when you've read about this pairing of Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins, you know, including here on Locked On Pelicans, and that's these two can coexist on offense despite both being big guys. Their games are very versatile and very complementary. And both are very excited to have each other here and to play. And, you know, DeMarcus Cousins can he shoots more threes than, you know, Buddy Hield has made. He shoots more threes. He's made six more threes than Buddy Hield. There is a lot of potential here. And I know people are worried about Alvin Gentry and him putting this all together. But let's hear what he has to say on the matter here a little bit.
You got two great players. And, you know, we also have Amre, who's going to help our team tremendously also, a great shooter. So it's just a matter of getting it all, putting it all together. And, you know, obviously the chemistry thing, I don't see that that's going to be a problem at all. And as DeMarcus says, I think the games are very complementary of each other. And it gives us an opportunity also. One of the areas that we've struggled in is obviously the rebounding part of it, and especially giving up offensive rebounds. So I think obviously with his size and with Armory's size, we can put a really big team out on the floor. So it's just a matter of, like I said, it's not going to happen overnight, but I'm extremely, extremely excited about the possibilities.
Gentry echoes a lot of what DeMarcus Cousins said, particularly the part of, hey, it's going to take, you know, a little bit. It's not like they're going to step on the court tonight against the Houston Rockets and absolutely, you know, light it up. And they very well may, but there will be a bit of an adjustment, a bit of a struggle to kind of integrate DeMarcus Cousins into this team. And Gentry makes a very good point. How are teams going to rebound against these two? The Pelicans actually have one of the better defensive rebounding rates in the league, largely due to just Davis vacuuming up everything on the glass. Now, there have been times when they've been killed by other teams. That Bulls game in particular really jumps out just off the top of my head, where they have struggled with allowing offensive rebounds, and it's killed them in games, and they've lost. That should be long gone with this, and that's a very exciting thing. So one of the things I've had a lot of people ask, and even talking to Sacramento people, they've said sometimes DeMarcus Cousins tends to pout and get upset when he's not the man on the team, and it's not him getting all the credit for everything that's done. Let's hear what Alvin Gentry has to say kind of regarding that.
Well, obviously, it has been all along to get into the playoffs, so we have to try to get it to work. I know that these guys, you know, one thing about it is that they're friends. You know, they've been friends a long time. So that makes the adjustment a little bit easier. I think both of them are very giving. I don't think there's going to be any head bumping as far as whose team this is or any of those situations like that. So I just think it's just a matter of getting on the court and making the chemistry work on the court.
You know, he says the only potential issue here is it just might take a little bit to get them synced up on the court together, which we expected. But the Pelicans are in a bit of a crunch time with 25 games left. They need to make the playoffs, especially after an acquisition like this. And, you know, the Denver Nuggets are in pole position in that eighth seed, 2.5 games up on New Orleans. But, you know, all of a sudden you add DeMarcus Cousins, and that can change your offense. And let's listen to Alvin Gentry talk about what he kind of expects to see on the court.
Well, I think both of them are capable of being inside players. Obviously, both of them are capable of on the outside, being outside players. DeMarcus is shooting 36% from three, you know, so that's a heck of a percentage for a guy. You know, he wanted me to throw that out, right? but I just see those guys as being, you know, both of them can play inside, both of them can play outside, very complimentary. Obviously, I think that DeMarcus puts us in a situation where when you go to him early, all of a sudden you're shooting bonus free throws much, much earlier in the period than you normally would. So he allows us an opportunity to, I think you'll see our free throw shooting go up quite a bit because of him. But I just think it's, you know, we just got to get out. We're going to have a first practice today. There's a lot of very similar things that they ran at Sacramento that will put him in those situations, and we'll see what happens.
So there's a few things to take away from this. One is they are well aware of how DeMarcus Cousins can fit in this offense. And I had said it yesterday on the podcast that, you know, this team is one of the worst when it comes to free throws attempted. You have Anthony Davis up at the top and then no one else really attempting a significant amount of free throws per game. Well, DeMarcus Cousins comes in attempting 10. That is going to dramatically increase the Pelicans when it comes to those rankings. And as Alvin Gentry said, they're going to get a lot of easy offense because they're going to be in the bonus much earlier than they've been. It means you don't have to work harder. And I said it yesterday, work smarter, not harder when it comes to offense. Now, he says their offenses are a little bit similar, and to an extent, that's true. You see a lot of high post play out of the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. That's where DeMarcus Cousins works best. And after practice yesterday, they did practice right after this press conference, a couple of the players said they put in sets that Sacramento ran into their offense yesterday. Brand new sets that were run for DeMarcus in Sacramento with the Kings to get him some instant offense, to get him eased in. This coaching staff clearly did some research on the type of plays they run, the offense they run in Sacramento, and brought a lot of those ideas over and integrated them into the Pelicans. So you can see there will be a bit of a shift in philosophy, some new things. It's not like he's just going to step right into the Pelicans offense and have to fit in some capacity. But if you're a Pelicans fan, you should be encouraged by this. It shows that the coaching staff is willing to adapt a little bit to the personnel they have, which isn't something you've always seen in the past here in this city. Now, here's a bit of an interesting takeaway from this press conference. And the other day at the All-Star weekend, and Davis has echoed this a couple times, Davis was asked, though, if he's recruiting players to come to New Orleans, and he always says, no, that's not really my job. I stay out of this. That's Dempsey's job. That's, you know, the front office, and that's who goes out and does this sort of thing. I just go out and play on the court, you know, with the team, and we try and win every night, which is a standard answer. But DeMarcus Cousins shares a story, which I'll play for you in a second, that really kind of shows maybe there's more going on with Anthony Davis behind the scenes when it does come to player recruitment.
It's crazy how it all happened. How long we played you guys in Sacramento, how long was that before the break?
I think Sunday. We played him Sunday.
So, a couple days. You know, me and him had a little chat then, and I was kind of sorry about that. I'm in this year, I'm like, come on over the side. And he's giving me that, like, nah, you need to come to New Orleans. We're going to talk into something.
So there's a few things to take away from that. One is just kind of a funny story. Then he went on to say basically that Davis, you know, sent him a text later on and said, hey, you know, I'd really like to have you here with me in New Orleans. So maybe he's not out actively in the pitch meetings and with general manager Del Demps recruiting players, you know, on an incredibly proactive basis, but he's out there doing some work, whether it's through casual text to guys he considers friends. And clearly Boogie is also trying to recruit people, as if you look, actually it's on Twitter, there's a clip of them talking after the game with their shirts over their mouths. You know what they're talking about now, talking about trying to get each other to come play for their respective teams. So you have to figure during the offseason, they're going to be trying to get other guys to come to New Orleans, and having two superstars like this recruiting you makes it a whole lot more appealing. Now, the other thing I want to point out from that clip, and you can hear it where he, as he was telling that story, he kind of looks it down and goes, hey, I'm sorry about this now. He and Dell have a very good relationship so far. And he talks about how, you know, he talked to Demps on the phone after the trade. They flew the plane out there to pick him up with general manager Dell Demps on there, and they talked basically the whole time on the plane. And Demps is doing everything he can to get in good with this guy. Not that he shouldn't. But after watching the fallout and everything in Sacramento, Demps clearly knows what to avoid and what to do right by DeMarcus Cousins. So it's nice to see them taking the correct steps to making his transition easier and potentially keep him here in the long term in the Crescent City. And finally, in a bit of a lighter note, when asked how, you know, with Davis being such an opposite personality and reserved and quiet from DeMarcus Cousins, who's fiery, asked how they can kind of coexist, DeMarcus Cousins gives what I think is the best nickname for this pairing. I've heard the Twinspan. I've heard there's another one I really like, which I'll mention after. But here, what DeMarcus Cousins says, which is so far my favorite nickname for both him and Anthony Davis.
Just that. Just because we're opposites. You got a little fire, you got a little ice.
You got a little fire and you got a little ice. That is going to be a lot of fun to see on the court tonight against the Houston Rockets. So some of the other nicknames I've heard, which are pretty good, and some not so good ones. Mason Ginsburg, if you're listening, sorry, don't dig it. So I dig fire and ice. T-Bob Hebert loves the twin span. Obviously get the Twin Towers, which is a rather uninspired. The other best one I think I've really heard was Beasts of Bourbon, which is a pretty good one. Whoever came up with that, that one's pretty incredible. Not a fan of the Flock Nest Monsters. That really just doesn't actually make much sense, and it's just kind of too generic. Flock, that's like birds just in general, not just pelicans, so I don't dig it. A lot of fun to have, though, with these two guys here and, you know, the different nicknames and everything you can come up. But what about on-court play in this game tonight against the Houston Rockets? So obviously the other storylines in this game being the return of Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson to New Orleans have taken a backseat to DeMarcus Cousins, but don't forget about them. You know, both these guys, well, let's start with Anderson first. He trashed New Orleans on his way out of town, essentially, and this is an organization that stood by him through the death of his girlfriend, and congrats to him. He recently did get engaged. I'm happy to see, you know, how he's able to move on from such a tragic circumstance. But on his way out of town, he really trashed the team, saying, you know, I've had more open looks in Rockets practices than I had in my 4 years in New Orleans. And when you look at the numbers, that's simply not true. He had open looks 80-plus percent of the time. He just didn't always make them. Now, he's shooting a little bit better in Houston, largely because he's got a creator in James Harden that he never had here. And that's usually the same thing for Eric Gordon, too. He always has spoken, you know, even while he was here, he didn't seem happy after. He seemed very free to get away from this organization, largely because when you go back to it, he just didn't really understand how free agency or restricted free agency worked. But recently, the All-Star game, he called this team dysfunctional, which I don't think is the right word to use, especially when you're looking at the Knicks and Kings as dysfunctional, truly dysfunctional franchises. Pelicans just weren't winning and weren't particularly good. That's not quite dysfunction. He's returning, but he's shooting about the same percentage from deep. He's just shooting more, significantly more threes, but he's making them about the same rate. I don't know if that's necessarily could be considered an increase in play. It's not like he's shooting much better. He just happens to be making more, and it's a volume thing. But he is playing well. He won the three-point competition, which kind of hurt to see. I know he got booed a little bit at the All-Star game. I would expect both of these guys to really be booed tonight, which is, hey, fans' rights to do while Boogie gets cheered. But, you know, they might be happy that they don't need to answer a million questions about this. The focus is going to be on DeMarcus Cousins. So on-court play things tonight, you know, I expect Cousins is going to start. I wouldn't be shocked if they actually really look to get him the ball early and have Anthony Davis kind of defer to him. It would make a lot of sense to just ease him in, make him comfortable, let him know he's going to get shots, get a good first impression with the fans. That's basically what I'm expecting to see. We talked yesterday about a lot of the stuff on offense. Other things to kind of keep in mind, he's deceptively quick for someone that big. They can still switch on defense a lot, particularly if it's him and Anthony Davis, obviously, then they're just guarding other bigs. But I'll be curious to see, how does he defend guards that get switched on him? Do the Pels try and go with the switching as much as they have before or not? I really don't know what to expect out of the defense. Cousins is not an amazing rim protector, but he does a solid job of protecting the rim. Doesn't get a lot of blocks, but one thing he does do is take charges, which at times are better than blocks because blocks can go right back into the hands of the offensive player. Charge ends the play, results in a turnover, gives the Pelicans the ball. Hopefully he can pull off one of those tonight, just really endear himself to the fans there. And I'm curious to see what this attendance is going to be like. It is Muses Thursday, one of the bigger Mardi Gras parades. Most people have plans. A lot of people weren't really thinking about this game and attending with traffic and other things like that. Now, though, it's going to be very different. I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I'm excited. It should be a lot of fun. So everyone get excited, get to the Smoothie King Center if you're going, enjoy the parades if not. So that's going to do it for today's edition of Locked On Pelicans. Hope you enjoyed hearing from the Boogie press conference. Get excited for tonight. First home game, number zero, will be out on the court. Like I said, I expect him to be starting. I believe they're wearing the Mardi Gras uniform, so we won't even have seen him in the real Pelicans uniforms just yet. But this is an exciting time, an exciting day here in the Crescent City, kind of the dawn of a new era. So before I go, I'm going to play one more clip from the press conference to you guys. When asked about his on-court style of play and the passion and intensity he plays with, they asked him to quantify that and explain how passionate he is, how hard he plays to Pelicans fans who maybe haven't seen him much before. And his response was this.
17 technical words.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.